This is Never Knew How Hard It'd Be to Quit You, a Star Wars The Clone Wars era fanfic, written by Black Cat and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairings Rex, Quinlan Vos, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Quinlan Vos, implied pre-pairing of Obi-Wan Rex, Rex Obi-Wan Quinlan, with additional tags of humor, friendship, mission fic, misunderstandings, pre-relationship. Author's notes. For the prompt, Best Cat! This is what popped into my head with the undercover Quinlan work in progress. The 501st. Look at the space hooker we adopted on a mission. Obi-Wan. Quinlan? The 501st. The 501st. You know our space hooker? They're now convinced Obi-Wan and Quinlan had a secret affair on a mission, and Obi-Wan would run away from the Jedi Order if only Quinlan would ask him. Apparently, Anakin's missions never go smoothly, even when Anakin himself isn't there to oversee them. Obi-Wan honestly could have lived without confirmation that his influence is infectious. They finally caught the mole in the Admiral's office, Obi-Wan says, waving open the door ahead of himself and Rex, who's limping and looks rather worse for wear even after a trip to medical. He'll be pleased to know he's going up in front of a military court next week. Better late than never, Rex says with impressive equanimity. For being a trap, it could have gone a hell of a lot worse. Obi-Wan grimaces, but he's willing to allow that. From the report, it seems like Torrent also got Anakin's ridiculous luck to go along with his tendency to send even the simplest mission into a tailspin. I must say, finding a back way out of Chudon's mansion is impressive. We'd rather thought the only way in or out was the front door. Rex snorts, mouth curling, and comes to a stop in front of the door to Torrent's bunk. Well, he says, and flicks a glance at Obi-Wan. That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you, General. Oh, yeah. Had help. Obi-Wan blinks. Help? He echoes, raising a brow. Because it must be help that Rex left out of the mission report. And that's a little surprising. Obi-Wan hadn't thought he did that sort of thing. Then again, he's been Anakin's second-in-command for a year now. There had to be some influence there. Help, Rex confirms, a little rueful, and wraps his knuckles against the panel of the door in warning, then keys it open. Sir, we just want to help him out in return. He's been, Rex flushes a little, which makes Obi-Wan's brow slide higher, because that is certainly a new reaction. Really great. Really great seems to be an understatement if Rex looks like that. Intrigued now despite himself, Obi-Wan waits for him to limp through the doorway, then takes a step into the bunk room, stops dead. Absolutely every word he knows deserting him all at once. Leaning back against Echo, legs tossed casually over Fives' lap, Quinlan looks up and smirks. He's in full undercover mode. Locks caught in a long braid, eyeshadow thick, clothes tight, golden jewelry plentiful. Boy toy mode. Luminara always called it when they were knights, but Obi-Wan drags his gaze over the deep V in Quinlan's shirt, the tight, ripped pants, the smirk, and will admit he's rather grown into it. Hey, Obi-Wan, Quinlan says, lazy, wicked. Long time no see. A very long time, Quinlan. Obi-Wan returns, folding his arms over his chest. I can't believe... Well, No, he actually can. There's a moment of absolute silence as Fives and Echo trade startled glances. Rex gapes at Obi-Wan, and Kix and Jesse freeze, eyes widening. Then, deliberately, awkwardly, Rex clears his throat, face almost four shades redder than it was a moment ago. General, you know Quinlan? No wonder they made it out of the smuggler's mansion in one piece. Obi-Wan breathes in through his nose, lets it out, and then says, "Very well, yes. Quinlan Vos, I thought you were dead, and instead you were playing hooker to our crime lord." Quinlan rolls his eyes, swinging his legs off Five's lap and standing up. "Oh, ease up, Obi-Wan," he says. But that smirk is entirely unrepentant as he saunters closer. Obi-Wan gives him a dirty look, refusing to be moved by the way Quinlan's eyes look beneath a layer of smoky liner. He's a beautiful man. Obi-Wan has always known that. He's also an ass. An ass who missed three check-ins and sent Thorm into a deep brood in the archives, which Obi-Wan had to deal with because Thorm and Quinlan are both ridiculous. "I refuse," Obi-Wan says precisely. "Do you know what I would have done for you, Quinlan, if there had been even a hint that you were still alive? I had to wrangle your dratted master, and I would have thrown Thorm at you and been done with it," he's going to say. But Quinlan snorts, leaning in, and stops the word with a light kiss. "Should have told me what I wanted to hear before I left, asshole," he says. And Obi-Wan cannot believe they are still having this argument. He's right. He knows he's right. Anakin is just as emotionally stable as Ayla. And Obi-Wan can prove it. Just because Ayla didn't do more than get a little exasperated when Quinlan disappeared doesn't mean anything. "So you decided to punish me by disappearing?" Obi-Wan says, outraged. Quinlan rolls his eyes, brushing past him with a lazy wave. "You could have come with me," he says. "You were all set to, and then Anakin got a splinter. It was an assassin droid, and—" Obi-Wan turns to follow him, only to get the door slammed in his face, and growls. There's still dead silence behind him, and it stretches out for a long, long minute before there's a hushed whisper of, "Captain, I think you slept with General Kenobi's—" "Shut up, Jesse," Rex hisses, still bright red. Obi-Wan is not in any way surprised that Quinlan would manage to get himself laid while undercover as a hooker. Because of course he would. And he rolls his eyes. "At least one can't comment about you lacking taste, Captain," he says. Keys the door open, and stalks off to go find his best friend and shake an apology out of him. And maybe another kiss, because Quinlan is still pretty, no matter how much of a bastard he can be. Besides, it's apparently also a second-hand kiss with Rex, and Obi-Wan isn't about to turn something like that down. Three days later, when there's a rumor circling around the Gar that General Kenobi lost his heart to a beautiful, loyal hooker years ago and would have left the Order for him, full of all the embellishes a star-crossed romance deserves and absolutely ridiculous, Obi-Wan is forced to come to the realization that shaking was not nearly enough of a punishment and promptly starts plotting a murder. The end. Reader's notes. I've had this open on a tab on my phone for 4 weeks now. I love this. I love the idea of Quinn just being like, yeah, I'm leaning into this kid. This is fantastic. I always wanted to be Obi-Wan's star-crossed hooker lover. And Rex just being like, technically, neither of these people are in my chain of command, and yet somehow that makes it worse. Anakin comes home one day and he's just like, what the fuck? I wasn't even on this mission. What is happening right now? Anyway, I'm the only person in the office today. I remembered to bring my mic with me, and so that's why this audio is a little bit different. It's recorded in an office. Thank you for listening. Thank you to Black Cat for having blanket permission, and I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.